Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Well, it's summertime, and we're going to keep you fit. With us on the program is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information available at the website susansmithjones.com. We're going through 15 surefire tips. We've already covered the first seven. These are available by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, or to Susan's website. You can listen and watch the first part of this. We're going to pick up on today's program and give you some motivation to get you going. Susan, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's always wonderful to be with you.
You know, we've talked about the commitments. We talked about having the goals. We talked about the consistency. It can be very boring, and that's one of the reasons people list oftentimes for, geez, I'm just out there thinking to myself, and I'm bored in doing this. Point number nine you talk about is listen to music while exercising. How important is that? Because it really takes your mind, you forget you're exercising.
Exercise can be boring, let's just face it. And like you said, especially if you're working out alone. So music can do wonders, you know, either with a radio, headphones, or even singing if the activity adapts to it. Maybe not in the middle of the gym. In your local
yes.
YMCA, do you want to belt out some songs? But I have a home gym, and I find that it's my favorite way to exercise, especially if I'm lifting weights or doing maybe the elliptical or a treadmill that I have, because it keeps me on target, and it just is so motivating. In fact, about an hour before we started this, I was on my rower in my home gym with some great music, and it makes all the difference in the world.
When you choose that music, I know some people, my wife has music of 130 beats per minute that she walks with. That helps her keep her pace. Do you need something like that? Because my music, I've got fast music, I've got slow music, you know, ballads, the whole thing. Does the music set the tempo for the workout?
You know, it's whatever music you like. I love to often listen to those old standards. They don't have the best beat for exercise, but they make me feel so good, and I know all the words. And
yes.
If I'm in my home gym, I'll often sing along with the songs. So you just pick whatever music motivates you. And another tip, too, you know, this is another one of them to prevent exercise boredom, is to exercise with a friend, because it can often be easier to exercise if you have a friend to give you support. And it's harder to let a friend down if you've agreed to work out together. Now, I enjoy training alone at times, but many times I'm grateful to friends for getting me through workouts that I probably would have skipped if I were out working alone, you know, outside. So working out with a friend helps to prevent boredom, and it's interesting how my closest friendships throughout my life have been those with whom I've worked out on a regular basis. Yesterday morning, a friend met me at the trailhead here near Santa Monica where I live, and we met at 5:30 in the morning because it's light at 5:30 in the morning now at that time, and I was tired. And if my friend wasn't meeting me, I probably would have slept in, but I don't want to make her stand there and wait that early in the morning all alone and have me not show up. So it absolutely got me out of bed, dressed, into my car to meet her. And you never, Rick, will finish a workout and say, oh, I wished I hadn't worked out today. You will never do that. Often before a workout, you might have all these reasons why you can take a day off. It doesn't matter. People who love you don't care about a bigger waistline. But these are all things that come into your head. Just let the thoughts go by, and you stick with your commitment. Because after you've worked out, you know, and especially if you work out in the morning, you set the tone, the positive tone, for the entire day.
We're talking about surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Point number 10, and you can find all of these at our website as well, is keep variety in your workouts. How important is that to move things around a little bit, obviously to prevent that boredom from creeping in as well?
Yeah, that's right. And to keep exercise interesting, and to also, Rick, lower the likelihood of injury, you want to alternate high-impact activities like maybe step aerobics or spinning or jogging or hiking the steep hills with more low-impact ones like swimming or walking. You know, vary your activities. This is known as cross-training, so that you won't get bored. In other words, don't do the same thing day after day after day. And by varying your activity, you'll ensure that you have a more balanced body, you know, more balance in all your muscles. And also select accessible activities. Maybe you go to a nearby aerobics class or health club. Maybe you swim in the local pool or the pool in your backyard or the university. But I always recommend to have a few pieces of equipment in your home for those days that you can't get out to exercise.
You also talk about visualization, which is so important in setting goals, and particularly fitness goals. Talk about the role of visualization.
I love this one. This is one of my favorites for any goal in your life. You
yes.
want to visualize, and we're talking about fitness, your fitness goals as already accomplished. And when you do that, it increases your motivation and keeps you on course. It's been discovered, Rick, that the subconscious part of the brain cannot tell the difference between fantasy and reality, between the visualization and the actual event taking place. So in doing this on a regular basis, by visualizing the end result of the fitness goal you want to achieve, you will discover that your actions and behavior regarding your achievement of the goal seem to come into alignment more easily and readily without much resistance, and you continue in the right direction. I love what Henry David Thoreau once said. If you advance confidently in the direction of your dreams and endeavor to live the life you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. I love that. And he also said, one of my favorite quotes, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day.
With us on the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Information available at Dr. Susan's website, which is susansmithjones.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. It's been said with all of her books, nearly 30 now. We'll talk about the new one here in a second. And all the information on the website, it's like a holistic health app. A lot of great information there. Allow some time when you go to the website because you're going to be amazed at all the great information there. We're going through the 15 tips. The first part of this program aired a week ago. You can find it at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, iTunes, Google Play as well. We're up to using affirmations now. And tell me about the importance of that and some affirmations that we can use, short, easy to remember, that will keep us going in the right direction.
Yeah, positive affirmations, they always enhance motivation. And they can be mental or verbal or written, or you could record them on a CD for listening. And you want to select a phrase that embodies your goal, and you want to work from the end of your idealized condition. So keep in mind that they always need to be positive and in the present. For example, instead of saying, I will never eat junk food again, and I'm not fat, say instead, remember, positive and present, as though this were your current reality. I choose healthy foods that support my fit, lean body. So it's easy to create these affirmations, and you can put them on 3x5 cards and post them in your car, in your home, on the refrigerator, and say them on a regular basis. And not only just verbally say them, but feel the joy and thanksgiving you would feel if this were your current reality. In other words, you want to assume the feeling of the wish fulfilled. That makes you achieve your goals at a much faster rate.
Talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us on the program. And you talk about resting at least once a week. talk about that. And I'm sure this goes back to the injury situation we talked about before, because too often you hear people that really push it, they get injured, and suddenly they're out of commission for 6 weeks, 8 weeks. They can't do anything during that period.
Yeah, that's true for sure. And I've gone through some periods like that. Not often. I'm very cautious, but, you know, I've been tired, and I've jogged, and I stepped in a little hole I didn't see in the grass and sprained an ankle. So you want to be aware of all this. Now, I always say, Rick, after the initial 21-day period of daily exercise that establishes the new habit, then you might want to take one day off a week for rest. And maybe on those rest days, you stretch or do a little yoga or easy walking. But taking a day off allows the body to repair the muscles and build up energy. And this also helps to avoid injury from overuse. So taking some time off is a great thing to do for keeping your motivation up. And don't feel guilty, because weekly respites from exercise are actually great for your body.
How important is it to exercise outdoors? You have that as a tip, and I find when I can get outdoors, it's a whole new, obviously, whole new world out there. You feel so much better outdoors.
That is my favorite place to work out, much more than my home gym. And all this great new research from England's University of Essex shows that just 5 minutes of green exercise, like walking or jogging outdoors around your neighborhood, gardening, biking, hiking, not only helps your body, gets it in shape, but boosts your self-esteem and mood. And this study is consistent with previous research showing that outdoor walks combat depression much more than mall walks do. You know, lots of people these days walk in the mall. And besides that, if you're outdoors and it's sunny, you'll get a little vitamin D.
Yes.
So as I tell all my clients and friends and family, take your workouts outdoors in nature whenever possible, because it will help fix what ails you. It will help keep you motivated to your program. And being in nature is one of the best ways to heal and rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit.
You also talk about the importance of rewarding yourself, and I'm assuming you're not talking about a double scoop at the end of the workout. What do we do to reward ourselves?
Maybe a double scoop of guacamole and cut-up vegetables.
My favorite, yes, thank you.
Right. Well, so, all right, you've worked out hard, you've been consistent, you're seeing positive changes in your body, so reward yourself. For me, it might be getting a massage or a shiatsu session, or maybe I buy a new pair of clothes after maybe like a track suit or track shoes, workout shoes. Or maybe I just take a few hours off just for myself to be pampered, maybe a facial or a mani-pedi, or spend time out in nature. Treat yourself to something special because you deserve it. And rewards increase motivation and create positive, happy associations with your exercise program.
A couple minutes left in the program. Very important is getting set to exercise. You're eating, you're drinking. Anything we can do to supercharge that workout?
Yes, and make sure you check my homepage of my website for all of this info, because we don't have lots of time now. But I encourage everyone to drink good alkaline water before and after a workout, and if you can carry a bottle with you during a workout. I always take E3 Live and Blue Magic. They're great whole food supplements to help give me energy during my workout. Fresh fruit is a great thing to eat before a workout because it digests quickly. And if you want to lose weight, if that's one of your goals, think about earning your breakfast. So get up, have a big glass of water, do the workout before you have breakfast to help you burn more calories throughout the day, and then have breakfast when you get back. So those are some things you might want to think about. Remember, all of this is in much more detail in my new book.
Yes, and the new book is called Invest in Yourself with Exercise. An excellent book. We just are touching the surface on these two programs. You go into greater detail on the best exercises to lose weight quickly, supercharging metabolism, which is so important, boosting energy, actually how to sleep better, how to look younger, my favorite section of the book, and it's all available in the new book, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. Information at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. Just at the end here, if people are still not convinced or they still find it difficult, any final words of thought to them? And I guess maybe that's where we started with all of the positive benefits of getting some exercise.
Yeah, and I'll emphasize that no one will be motivated to work out 100% of the time. But for those of you that have an exercise program and you're rarely motivated, think about the following. Is it lack of variety? Is it an emotional challenge? What are you afraid of if you achieve your fitness goals? Are you pushing too hard? Do you have clear-cut short- and long-term fitness goals? Have you decided that getting in better shape is not a top priority? Keep in mind that you should always be working out because you want to do it for you and not because you're doing it for someone else. So I say commit to your exercise program, accept and expect the best for yourself, and advance confidently in the direction of your goals and dreams.
All of this information, the 15 surefire tips that we've talked about in the last two programs, in greater detail in the book Invest in Yourself with Exercise, this really has come out of what all of your life experiences, and I mentioned before, working with literally hundreds of people in trying to get them into regular exercising, a better lifestyle. This really is the result of all of your work up to this point, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, and with the hundreds of thousands of people around the world, we're all the same. It's interesting, no matter what race or religion or age, or we all want to be healthy. And I emphasize to everyone that you have to become the CEO and president of your body and your health. And you have to think differently. The body reflects the mind reflects the spirit, and all three are connected. So eating healthy foods, Rick, gives you a more positive attitude. Choosing to be grateful for your miraculous body makes it easier to exercise and get good sleep at night. So make each day your a healthful day and make your health a top priority because an investment in your health, your body, your life is the best investment you can make.
An excellent program, actually two excellent programs. They're available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. They're also posted at Dr. Susan's website. We're talking about exercise motivation, 15 surefire tips to enjoy, enrich, and energize your workouts. Dr. Susan's website is SusanSmithJones.com. Information there on all of her books, including her newest, Invest in Yourself with Exercise. A lot of great information over the course of the last couple of programs, Dr. Susan. As always, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you next time.
We will be back and do it again. Once again, information on the book available at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. The new book is Invest in Yourself with Exercise. All the information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.